When people talk about the soul of Ireland, they're usually talking about Joyce, Beckett, Yeats, Shaw. But the soul of Ireland today sounds a lot more like soul.
Baby, baby, you weren't calling. And it's crazy, crazy to think that you're lonely.
Meet Laura Izibor, a 22-year-old soul singer out of Dublin, Ireland. She's opened for some of the giants of American soul, including Aretha Franklin, James Brown, and Al Green. Laura Izibor's debut CD is just out. It's called Let the Truth Be Told. And she joins me from Chicago. Laura Izibor, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, I have to start by asking you about Aretha. She has got to be an idol of yours. Describe what it was like opening up for a living legend.
You know, when I got told, firstly, I was doing it, I was just literally about to go on stage in London. And I've never in my life smiled more. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, was I nervous? But me and my band, we were just like kids in a candy store. We were just so excited to be on the same stage, to be singing in the same microphone.
And did she actually watch you perform?
She actually came in mid through my show and took a picture. You know, it was just incredible.
I want to talk a little bit about some of the music you listened to growing up, but I want to ask about your background a bit. You were born in Ireland. Your mom is Irish. Your dad is from Nigeria. Ireland, of course, is a lot more ethnically mixed than most Americans probably realize. But I've read that it was hard for you a bit growing up there.
Well, when I was growing up, there wasn't that many people of color. Period. So when you would see a black person, it was like, oh my God, guess what I saw today? No, you didn't. Yes, I did. I saw a black person, you know, and it was still that kind of novelty. But as I grew up, kind of, I think I was around 13, maybe 14, I started to notice a lot more black people and then Chinese people. And it was really when I left to go to New York to make this album. When I came back after being away for months, I was like gobsmacked. I was walking down the street and I was genuinely, you know, every maybe fifth person, I was like, okay, there's another black person, there's another Chinese person. And it was all of a sudden a colorful nation, you know.
Do you find that when you're in the United States, people hear this Irish accent coming out and they just sort of take a second look?
Yes, you could say that, to say the least. You know, growing up, like anything that makes you different, you kind of shine away from. And then as you get older, you like that because it's original and makes you who you are. So I love being mixed and I love being, you know, to throw people when I open my mouth. And then especially when they hear my music, they're even more surprised.
I wonder if you named the track Shine after that. Let's hear a little bit of that song first. I feel like the world is passing you by. Never done all the things you wanted to try. I stuck in one place. Got a pain in your face from all your stress and all your stress and all your stress. Laura Izibor, you've called your style old school soul meets pop. What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't know if they were my words. I mean, it's so funny to me because people have put me in every category you can possibly think of. Neo soul, soul, R&B, urban R&B, pop, you know, alternative or R&B, whatever you want to call it. But to me, I think the foundation of what I do is soul. And then it sort of ventures off into various different things, you know. And I'm very influenced by everything. Carole King, especially as a songwriter, is somebody that I just really looked up to. I mean, the amount of songs that she's written and just the melody, the definition in her melodies, I love. And then as a vocalist and musicianship, I love Nina Simone, Roberta Flack, Otis Redding, you know, Sam Cooke. I just love those songs that kind of seem to just get you right in the heart and seem to live on, you know, forever.
There's a track on your new album where I feel like I can hear a hint of Nina Simone. It's called From My Heart to Yours. Let's hear a bit of it.
From my heart to yours, I would give you butterflies. From my heart to yours, I would give you summertime. From my heart to yours, ooh, I give you happy time. From my yours, I give you mine, and baby, I never gonna stop loving you.
No, no,
you were never gonna find a love so true.
No, it would be crazy.
Baby, can you break it down just for me like this and understand?
Laura Isibor, if this song doesn't become a top 10 single in the United States, all my music instincts will be wrong. It's a great, great, great tune. And
actually, it's number 6 in the Urban AC charts right now.
Is there, do you think there's something Irish about, or a hint of something Irish about the soul that you sing?
The link I can see is maybe the honesty, the bluntness in the way that I write. It's not... you know, there's no perception. It is what it is. I write about how I feel. And the lyrics are nearly like sometimes a conversation about, you know, just try to put it a little bit more, obviously, beautifully put than the conversation. But it's very human. And when you're Irish, there's no beating around the bush. you feel what you feel, you say it, and you say it very bluntly. And I think maybe that's what it is, you know.
And you actually wrote all the songs on this album.
I did.
Do you think about the arrangement first, or do you write the words first?
No, words always come probably third, actually. I play the piano, and then I hum. You say that you need... And it just sort of keeps coming, and then the lyrics find themselves, and then I usually have like 3/4 of the song, and, you know, lyrics randomly put here, and then I'll sit down and I'll... Sharpen it up, straighten it up, see what the hell I was trying to talk about, you know, because I don't write necessarily consciously. What comes out, but it always has relevance in my life when I listen back. So
I read that you have a little ritual that you go through before you perform every night. Can you tell us about it?
yeah, when it's me and my band especially, we all put our hands together on top of each other, like a go team kind of stance, and then we hum. It's really, it doesn't have to sound pretty or anything. We just all find whatever note we want and we change it. It's the vibration of being together with a group like that. And then we pray about what we insecurities we're feeling, and to pray for strength, and most importantly, to enjoy it. It's funny because sometimes when you say these things, the impact it has on your show is just incredible, actually.
And that humming sound really comes out on a track on your CD. It's the last song, pronounced You do much better than I do. Laura Isibor's debut CD is called Let the Truth Be Told. She's on tour right now, and she joined us from Chicago. Laura Isibor, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're my light in the dark, guiding me home, and your faith in me is all I need, baby. Your love sets me free.
Today's program was directed by Kate Davidson and produced by Phil Harrell, Alice Winkler, Tina Tennyson, Kate Davidson, Petra Mayer, Zoe Chase, and John Asante. Our technical director is Sean Phillips, assisted by Neil Ellis, Ivan Burketh, Michael Cullen, and Cal Southworth. Melissa Go is our web producer. Kim Molesky is our reference librarian. The director of programming is Ellen McDonald. Rick Holter is our senior editor, and the senior producer is Matt Martinez. This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz.